this is Dr. Bill Valenti, here to talk about the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, commonly known as MMR. I'm an internist and infectious diseases specialist in Rochester, New York, and I'm chair of MISNI's Infectious Diseases Committee. Well, in recent years, we've seen an uptick in measles cases because of the declining numbers of people vaccinated in certain populations. And this podcast will describe the infection rate of measles and the importance of herd immunity. And I'll also provide some information on complications that can be seen from mumps and rubella, as well as the available vaccines and ages at which the vaccine should be administered. So with the MMR, which is one vaccine combining protection against three viruses, measles, mumps, and rubella, the first dose is generally given to children from around 9 months to 15 months of age, with a second dose at 15 months to 6 years of age, but with at least 4 weeks between the two doses. And the idea is that people are protected from all three of those diseases with this initial series of two doses. And candidates for vaccination are people born after 1957, or those who have no history of vaccination, or cannot provide any proof of immunity. And a vaccine card will provide proof of immunity, but if a patient can't do that, there are a couple choices here. One is to actually do the laboratory test that will measure titers or protection against each of these three agents, or the course of action in most cases for those people who cannot provide proof of immunity is to repeat vaccination with two doses of vaccine. And in adults, it's safe to do it at zero time now and 1 month later. And that constitutes a complete series. The reason I bring this up in adults is that it's important for healthcare workers because immunity against measles, mumps, rubella is a requirement in New York State. It may be a requirement for travel and also for entry into school or college, university, situations of that kind. So we're often confronted by the need to take care of this. So why is it important, though? Well, these are still very serious diseases, and they're still around, especially measles.
We see measles cases every year in the United States. The one that comes to mind is in 2019, a total of 1,274 cases in the United States, and a significant number of those cases occurred right here in New York State in unvaccinated Orthodox Jewish communities in the New York City area. So far this year, in 2023, we've seen 18 cases. But the common theme here is these cases are usually brought in by an unvaccinated person from another country, a travel case, and virus is spread and infects unvaccinated people in the United States. So the lower the percentage of people vaccinated below this herd immunity threshold, the higher the risk of seeing cases imported and seeing these cases affecting unvaccinated people in the U.S.
Measles, and measles is one of the most contagious viruses, makes people sick, especially young people who can also have severe neurologic complications as a result of their measles infection. And the problem is that this has fallen off of people's radar because we have been good at ensuring immunity or herd immunity. And herd immunity happens when a large percentage of the population is vaccinated that begins to either slow down or even stop virus spread. But the percentage of population that needs to be vaccinated to ensure herd immunity for measles is around 90%. So we're talking about a fairly large number of people in the general population who need to be immune. So this is really important, because when herd immunity begins to drift down and fall below that level, we start to see a spread of measles in these susceptible populations. So you want to keep people vaccinated with the MMR vaccine. The other serious virus in this trivalent vaccine is rubella. And many of our patients will be unfamiliar with the congenital rubella syndrome that reached its peak in the 1960s in the United States, but has been, for the most part, eradicated. But this is a serious virus passed from susceptible mother to infant in utero. The congenital rubella syndrome results in severe developmental disabilities and impairment that lasts a lifetime. So this is serious business. And I think it's important that we promote the continued use of this vaccine and do whatever it takes to keep these three infections at bay. As an aside, I just want to talk quickly about vaccine hesitancy and how important it is to educate our patients, and in the case of MMR, help parents understand that they are responsible for making these important decisions for their children. And in the case of any vaccine, especially this one, there is no association with this vaccine or any other with autism. Dr. Andrew Wakefield wrote bogus research on and said that MMR was associated with autism, that has been disproven scientifically and medically. These vaccines are absolutely essential to the lifelong good health of our children. Thank you for listening to this podcast.